Lynching of African Americans is one of the more tragic and embarrassing parts of U.S. history, and they were still occurring nearly a century after the end of the Civil War. One of them happened in 1936 in Colbert, Georgia, when Lent Shaw was murdered. The photo of Shaw's body and a group of white men standing around him has become one of the most famous examples of American racism. Shaw's family left Georgia after the incident, and his descendants never returned to the state until very recently. That's when his great-grandson, Evan Lewis, went to find out more about what happened. He was accompanied by journalist Shondeen Silversmith, and they both joined me to talk about it. Evan, how much had you heard about the lynching of your great-grandfather? Was it something your family talked about?
So I had known of my great-grandfather's lynching for, as far back as I can remember, for virtually my whole life. I'd known that he was lynched in Georgia, but I didn't have very many details. And so, what I had was a really sort of a rough outline as to what happened, and then, you know, that was kind of colored and shaped a lot by, you know, I guess a few scant stories that I would hear from family members about, kind of family history. But there wasn't much in the way of detail.
Can you tell me what it felt like to be in a family where this terrible thing happens and then have the experience be such that, you know, no one in our family goes back to Georgia and you did it? What did it feel like when you actually got to Colbert? Can you describe what that felt like as a human being to be there?
First of all, Colbert is an incredibly small town, and so it is, you know, it's very difficult to locate on a map. It's very difficult to locate, you know, with Google Maps or via Siri or, you know, whatever kind of, you know, navigational system you might be using. So there was quite a bit of guesswork as to, you know, exactly where Colbert was and trying to find, you know, the exact place where, my family came from and where my great-grandfather was lynched. It was daunting. The legacy of this tragic event has kind of haunted my family for multiple generations now. And so I simultaneously felt like I was doing something that was absolutely necessary, something that that might help to free myself and my family from a burden. But there was also just very much, a sense of fear isn't the right word, but I can put it this way. I knew that I'd arrived in the place to ask questions that would make people very uncomfortable and nervous. I wasn't sure that I would be received well. There was definitely that element of it. And then also there was just an element of, I felt like, American history was unfolding in the personal space of my life.
Shondeen, was this particular murder covered up, swept under the rug more than another? It seems like there's no real history of it. You had to really dig and dig and dig to get the details. And why was Evan's great-grandfather targeted, do you think? Just because of the color of his skin?
So it was interesting being in Colbert in general because, well, Evan and I were exploring the city and trying to get a better understanding of where we were and trying to actually outline where we were going and the sites that we were visiting. We rarely saw any Black people or people of color within that community. It was interesting because we had to actively seek them out and to make sure that we were in like the right place in the right during the right time or like in the right part of the city just to be able to talk to anybody that was not white in that community, knowing that Evan was there asking these questions and he was there asking the former mayor of Colbert these questions, and yet nobody had direct answers for him. And nobody knew of this event particularly. They had an idea of it, and they probably heard it at some point in time, but it's a story and it's a part of their history that they just don't want to share and they don't want to remember. And I think what we learned out of this experience is that's not uncommon. It's not uncommon for communities who have such a horrible past or have such a bad instance happen within their area to sweep it under the rug or to not want to address it or to not want to remember it. And that was definitely what we saw there.
Evan, what was it like to talk with that former mayor who said he was, a year old when the murder of your great-grandfather happened? was it surreal to talk to him and have him sort of have some idea of it, but then, I don't know, can you characterize that conversation?
I mean, surreal is probably a good word. It was just a fascinating moment for a number of reasons. He was the mayor of Colbert for many, many years, and he walked into the room with all of the confidence and swagger that you would expect of a man who'd been the mayor for many, many years. And when he found out that I am Lynn's great-grandson, and when he found out why Shandine and I were in town, you could physically him recoil a little bit. You could see physically that he was not something that he was looking forward to. This wasn't something that he was proud of. I absolutely got the impression that he likely knew a little more than he was willing to share. But I also got the impression that he shared more during that conversation than some other folks would have been willing to share. The shame that was evident in him in that moment wasn't lost on either Shandi nor I. And the families have to deal with and have to reconcile, but it's also something that the cities and some of these townships have to deal with and reconcile also.
When you have a place that's trying to come to terms or not come to terms, frankly, with its dark past, whether it's we sweep under the rug, use that, are we at a time where more communities are starting to let this out into the sunlight, or are we not? How would you characterize it?
I think we are in an interesting point in time where stories like this and stories related to the complicated racial history of America are coming to light. These stories are important, and they're stories that deserve to be told. And families of lynching victims have never got to share their stories before. And I think anybody willing to let them share their point of view of how this point in time affected their lives and still affects their lives is a great way to bring light to something that a lot of people don't want to talk about, bring light to something that people still don't want to bring up. And it's an important conversation to have, because if you don't address it and you don't talk about these things, then there's no way to move forward from here.
I've been talking with Shandine Silversmith and Evan Lewis. Silversmith wrote about Lewis and his family in her AZ Central story, Confronting the Past, A Young Man Tries to Understand the Lynching of His Great-Grandfather.